Sunday is World Humanitarian Day. The day aims to highlight the work of the humanitarian community and the challenges they face. It also pays respect to those who have died or been injured in the course of their humanitarian work. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the humanitarian director at development organization CARE International, Barbara Jackson.
You are a humanitarian director yourself. Do you find that more and more humanitarian aid is needed because there are more natural disasters, there are more conflicts happening?
Yes, we certainly do. We recognize this in the humanitarian field that resources are required to address the frequency and magnitude of natural and man-made disasters. But also, we think it's really important to utilize the resources that are available to address some of the underlying causes around humanitarian issues. So looking at issues around resiliency, around preparedness, would be a more effective use of our resources, and we would hope that we could enable our partners and local communities to be able to build up their resistance to withstand these shocks as we see them coming.
Obviously, for you, CARE International works in various countries throughout the world. What countries are the most vulnerable? What countries would you like to highlight that you're working in that you find your work is needed the most?
That's a very difficult one because often the context changes, doesn't it? Natural disasters don't always happen where one would think. Obviously, the people that are most vulnerable are the people who are the poor and the disadvantaged. And, you know, the largest percentage of those people in terms of relative terms is actually in Africa. But and we work quite a lot there. CARE has done a tremendous amount of work with other agencies as well and in the Horn of Africa, in the Sahel, in Southern Africa. We are working as well here in Northern Africa to respond to, in these last year and a half, to the food crises and insecurity situations in Africa. And we work towards addressing women and girls issues with a particular focus of CARE, knowing that women and girls are often the most disadvantaged during both an emergency situation as well as in ongoing development work. So really trying to reach this section of the population given their levels of disadvantage as well as their opportunities for overcoming the situations that affect them. That is, we also, you know, work in other areas of the world that, you know, like that are battered by emergencies. And Asia, in particular, is an area that we've invested a lot of resources in and support to over the past many years, as well as the Caribbean, South America, Central America, all of these areas that are affected by natural and man-made disasters that one does not always know when they're going to hit. Haiti is a prime example. But obviously we do know of the areas that are more vulnerable. As I mentioned, those who have the poorest, the people living on the marginalized sectors of society, as well those who are living in areas badly affected by climate change, those on the coast of the different continents in which we work, and who are in areas that are subjected to climatic conditions, including floods, cyclones, and those events that obviously impact heavily upon many of the world's 7+ billion now people.
Looking over the past few weeks, one issue that's come up, and it's come up in the news quite a lot, is the issue of food prices that we're seeing again due to probably poor harvests or linked to weather conditions. We are seeing a rise in global food prices, and we saw in 2008, and we'll remember Haiti, the situation over high food prices. Is that a concern for your organization?
It is definitely of a concern. We've been watching the situation closely, you know, particularly given the recent events in Africa with Sahel in terms of levels of food insecurity this past year, the Horn of Africa last year, an impending crisis in Southern Africa. I was just in Lesotho just over 2 weeks ago. It looks like a quarter of the population is being affected by increasing food prices and are food insecure this coming year. Similarly, we see the situation expanding into Malawi and also Mozambique. So, yes, we're very much concerned about the situation. The drought in the United States, with its productive capacity being reduced, will have considerable implications. And we're trying to address those issues now by looking at how we can support the communities with whom we work to build up their resiliency, as I mentioned previously, by working through ongoing programs to ensure that they've got seeds and grain stored for the coming months. Nonetheless, they will be affected by increased food prices, and we need to be aware of that and be carefully monitoring the situation and supporting local communities, local organizations, local governments to monitor carefully and to respond in time so that we don't get into a situation where we see the crisis that we've seen in Eastern and Western Africa this past year. So it is definitely of concern.
Many people, many aid workers, humanitarian workers have given their lives. They have died in the course of their duty in helping the most vulnerable. Do you think this is also an important day to recognize their work?
This is an extremely important day to recognize their work. When you actually pose that question, it brings shivers to me because of the recognition, the acknowledgement of the tireless and selflessness of our colleagues around the world from many different communities, nationalities, groups who have worked so hard on behalf of those who are less advantaged. We too have lost people in our efforts to respond to humanitarian concerns and our efforts to respond to supporting people's efforts to overcome the circumstances that affect them. It is really important to honor their willingness, their courageousness, their fortitude as they face these challenges in very difficult and very challenging situations. So I think we all need to join efforts and hearts and minds on World Humanitarian Day to remember these individuals, but also to remember all of those whom they have meant to help.
Yes, we talked about, of course, remembering those who have died in the course of their duty. Also, World Humanitarian Day, do you think it's important in general to have a day that is a World Humanitarian Day to focus attention on the work that's being done in the field?
Yes, it's critically important to do that. And I hope it doesn't stay just for one day. We know that as our work continues, and for those of us who are heavily engaged in the humanitarian arena, that often many people who have contributed generously to our efforts and who have supported the work that's being done around the world at times grow tired of this. They feel like that they're not making a difference, that their money isn't being well spent, and that, they need to focus on things at home. The situation is that the world's population is increasing. We've got the impact of climate change. We have continuing political pressures. And we're seeing as you mentioned earlier, the frequency and magnitude of natural disasters increasing. This is not only on one day that we need to remember the work that needs to be done. We need to ensure that we've got our dedicated efforts to respond to the needs and rights of many of the people with whom we work on a daily basis throughout the world. We particularly in CARE, we really focus on ensuring that we meet the needs and rights of women and girls, and we do so in a way that we're enabling us to assess the different needs of them in as a community is affected and how it helps them recover. On World Humanitarian Day and the rest of the days throughout the year, this is something that is ongoing, and there needs to be focused attention and the commitment of governments and of populations across the world to ensure that we can address these issues appropriately.